On Saturday, August 15th, a memorial service was held at the McKenzie Arena on the campus of the University of Tennessee at Chattanooga to honor the Fallen Five. For those of you in attendance, thank you for representing our city in a time of grief and honor for our military. For those unable to attend, I bring you excerpts from the memorial service. On July 16th, the day started like any other summer day. Children played in the parks. People went to work like any other Thursday. Chattanooga was still smiling for being named Best City and other accolades that celebrate the beauty and recreation that is available here. Then shots rang out, and the city is forever changed when brave men who defend our nation were killed at the Navy Operational Support Center, the Navy and Marine Reserve Base, in our beautiful Tennessee River Park. 4 men lost their lives that day, and a 5th lost a hard-fought battle to survive. August 15th, a memorial service was held to honor those who died in defense of their country right here in our city. Our mayor, Andy Burke, was the first to speak to address the families, neighbors, and military personnel gathered at the event.
One chapter of our history has ended, but we have begun anew. Even through the darkness, the world has seen our character. And our new day as a city has shown a community that refuses to be torn apart, that understands our essential duty as Americans is to shoulder some of the pay these mourning families must feel, that has shown compassion and unity and love under the most difficult of circumstances. We find no rest in our long night, but we pray, we serve, we listen, we learn. And we do so now in the hope and faith of a people of a summer morning who believe that today and tomorrow, there is yet another light on the horizon. It is one city, Chattanooga strong. God bless these families, our great city, and the United States of America.
The commanding officer of Battery M, 3rd Battalion, 14th Marines, Major Michael Abrams, spoke of the dedication of our warriors.
As the commanding officer of Battery M, I am deeply proud of how our Marines and sailors responded on July 16th. In the chaos of that moment, they were selfless in their efforts to take care of one another, and they acted with unquestionable courage. One Marine, with total disregard for his own safety, ran throughout the facility to warn others. Several Marines scooped up children at a nearby playground and quickly moved the families out of harm's way. And some Marines made the decision to go back into the fray to search for others. Our brothers that day ran toward the danger, not away from it. They took back the initiative. They had a bias for action. They are not victims. They are Marines. They are sailors. Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan, Staff Sergeant Wyatt, Sergeant Holmquist, Petty Officer 2nd Class Smith, and Lance Corporal Wells dedicated their short time between two eternities to the service of their country. And in their final moments, during the worst of surprises, when many of us would have run, their gut reaction was to protect and to ensure the safety of their brothers and sisters. These men leave behind a legacy of selflessness and courage that humbles and inspires each one of us, and they will always be remembered.
The commanding officer of the Navy Operational Support Center, Chattanooga, Lieutenant Commander Timothy White, spoke of the bravery of our warriors.
That Thursday morning of July 16th is a date all of us here today will never forget. On that day, 4 brave Marines lost their lives, and 1 amazing sailor was mortally wounded. They died as they lived, doing their duty, with honor, courage, and commitment, defending their fellow sailors and Marines, even at the expense of their own lives. These men volunteered to serve. They were sons, brothers, fathers. We are eternally grateful for their sacrifice and the sacrifice of their families. But the story does not, it cannot, it will not end here. The Navy and Marine Corps team will not falter in our mission, defending the Constitution of the United States of America against all enemies, foreign and domestic. We, the living, must rededicate ourselves here to the cause for which these brave men gave their lives. It is hard to keep from feeling like we should stop and pause. Stop the mission to mourn for our brothers. But they were warriors. They would not want us to stop for their sakes. They would want us to do our duty with more tenacity, heightened vigor, unwavering commitment, and undaunted courage.
The Secretary of the Navy, Ray Mavis, spoke of the courage of our nation's warriors.
An ordinary Thursday became a day of extraordinary horror, but also extraordinary heroism. As shipmates, law enforcement officers, first responders ran into danger to protect others and aid them. And as colleagues, friends, and strangers helped each other away from danger, even at the risk of their own lives. Two of those wounded in this valiant effort, police officer Dennis Pettigo and Marine Sergeant Demonte Chile, is with us. He is with us today. So we memorialize as heroes those we lost and profoundly thank the heroes who are here today. And the courage witnessed that Thursday did not end with the closing of that awful day. Recruiters nationwide went to work on Friday, encouraging and assisting the nation's finest young men and women in joining the Navy and Marine Corps. And on Saturday and Sunday, tens of thousands of reservists reported for their drill weekend. This pure act of evil could not keep them from their duty. That commitment is the essence of sailors and Marines. It was demonstrated under the worst of circumstances on July 16th, and it has not wavered since.
The Secretary of Defense, Ashton Carter, spoke of the justice that will meet the enemies of our warriors.
We know that we will do what it takes to protect the servicemen and women who protect us. This is something we, all of us, me, President Obama, Vice President Biden, Secretary Mabels, General Dunford, Admiral Greenert, all the men and women of the Department of Defense, this is something we take personally. That is why I've directed the military services to fundamentally review their domestic security procedures, as well as to take immediate steps to improve the security and force protection of our personnel. And we will do more if necessary. We also know that we are the many, the just, the noble, and that the few who threaten or incite harm to Americans, violent extremists or terrorists, wherever they are, will surely, very surely, no matter how long it takes, come to feel the long arm and the hard fist of justice.
The Vice President of the United States, Joe Biden, spoke of the continuing loyalty of our warriors.
We're here not only to pay tribute to these five heroes, the 6,717 like them who lost their lives in the line of duty. We're also here to pay tribute to the families of the five, as well as the 6,717. First, all the families of all the fallen. Your country says thank you. Thank you for raising such incredible men and women with such a keen sense of duty and honor. From the time I was a kid, my mother had a saying. She'd look at you and say, "Joey, remember. Remember, you are defined by your courage and you are redeemed by your loyalty." That was my mother's code. You are defined by your courage and redeemed by your loyalty. I say to the families here today, your sons, husbands, brothers, they are the purest example of my mother's standard. They met it and exceeded it. They were defined by their courage and redeemed by their loyalty.
The last roll call is a final tribute paid to honor those who can no longer answer when their name is called. Following combat, this final roll accounts for everyone in the unit and serves as a reminder that none will be forgotten.
Battery First Sergeant. Call the roll.
Aye, aye, sir.
Gunnery Sergeant Dahl.
Present.
Staff Sergeant Eastep.
Present.
Petty Officer First Class Brooks.
Present.
Sergeant Walters.
Present.
Lance Corporal Jeswald.
Present.
Gunnery Sergeant Sullivan. Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan. Gunnery Sergeant Thomas J. Sullivan. Staff Sergeant Wyatt. Staff Sergeant David Wyatt. Staff Sergeant David A. Wyatt. Sergeant Holmquist. Sergeant Carson Holmquist. Sergeant Carson A. Holmquist. LS2 Smith. Logistics Specialist, Second Class, Randall Smith. Logistics Specialist, Second Class, Randall S. Smith. Lance Corporal Wells. Lance Corporal Squire Wells. Lance Corporal Squire K. Wells.
Can you please rise, attacks?
Ladies and gentlemen, this concludes our memorial service honoring the lives and sacrifices of Gunnery Sergeant Thomas Sullivan, Staff Sergeant David Wyatt, Sergeant Carson Holmquist, Logistics Specialist Second Class Randall Smith, and Lance Corporal Squire Wells.
A permanent memorial has been erected in the parking lot of the Lee Highway Recruiting Centers. The thousands of flags and other memorabilia left at both the Lee Highway site and the reserve base will fade and be taken up, but the memory of those who served their country and were killed in action here in Chattanooga on July 16, 2015, will not be forgotten. For WUTC's Around and About, this is Rabbit.